Good afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
Thank you.
Most of us believe that our best interests are served. When we cultivate those relationships, we see as facilitating our individual advancement. Get to know the right people, build stronger connections socially and in other ways, and this will ensure success. Indeed, many businesses are set up with the sole purpose of helping us do exactly this. We've all heard such phrases as brand awareness, image enhancement, and brand loyalty. The strategies in using such techniques are endless, but just how effective are they? To what extent can we convince another of our intent using or relying on any such techniques? There can be no doubt these business tools have value, but have we credited them with too much value at the expense of realizing a far more potent tool with an enduring and even transcendent power of persuasion, yet one which is completely open and non-manipulative? Alongside this, there is an even more important question. Just how perceptive are people? How visible is one's true intent? And what constitutes the limits of traditional methods of propaganda? Indeed, can such techniques even be avoided entirely? In many ways, fake news defines our times. Propaganda is often accepted on face value and without question. Some are even selling us the idea that propaganda is the new truth. How can perception alone be considered truth when it is often at such individual variance? It is actually rather easy to understand that perception is a personal and individual realization. A loud voice and self-confident argument can be used deliberately or even unconsciously to disguise true intent, which only becomes evident to others in the passage of time and with the benefit of hindsight. The con man knows and uses the power of suggestion, and many are taken in by the glamour of his image. Having said this, true intent is far more visible and easily spotted than most of us realize. Consider this true story. A man worked a simple but important job. He did so quietly, never sought favor or cozied up to management. He wasn't a subservient type and didn't see himself as in any way inferior to any person above him socially or in the power structures within which he worked. He just lived his ideals and always thought of others. He had a proactive approach to solving problems and faced down every problem he encountered until it was satisfactorily resolved. In summary, he was a man of honor, generosity, and sincerity, though he never blew his own trumpet or set out in any way to be seen in a favorable light by anyone, least of all his boss. He just always did what he thought was right, but more than this, he actually wanted to see the people he worked with experience success. Christmas arrived, and his boss turned up unannounced on his doorstep and handed him an unexpected Christmas bonus. But that's not the interesting bit. What his boss said was, he said, "Thank you very much for helping my business to be successful. His boss had identified, with nothing to go by, then the actions of the employee, that this person actually cared about the success of the business. Herein lies the power of truthful living. What this man's boss saw was exactly what existed in the heart and operated through the hands of that humble worker. The bond thus established was founded on that truth, and it was done so without any attempt to persuade or convince. The power of action alone, directly, intimately, and structurally linked to thought and emotion, influenced, or should I say, delivered an impression of integrity. Without any need for carefully constructed self-promotion, I use the word structurally here because this is an example of the process which builds powerful relationships. Sincerity cannot be faked. Others will see through any attempts to do so, for the very simple reason that the actions will not correspond to the words. Actions and not words reveal true intent. Example is a powerful method of showing by doing, and we should develop a new catchphrase for today. Live true by being true. Let your actions represent you, rather than looking to or relying on persuasive technique or subtle psychology. We are more transparent than we realize. You can see and develop the power to see truth and judge value effectively by simply being truthful and seeking to be of greatest value to others all the time. When problems arise, facing up to and admitting error is a strength, and it is far better to admit a wrong than to try to deflect it or avoid facing the inevitable consequences. Errors are always just part of the learning process. But the sooner we own a problem, the sooner a real solution will be found. Real problem solvers become highly valued because they work through situations that others try to avoid. This is real integrity, and this is what builds things like brand loyalty. Living honorably will see you forever marching forward, rather than finding progress dogged or delayed. Looking over your shoulder is no way to see forward. Trying to avoid embarrassment of being found out, or trying to hide a skeleton, will inevitably lead to exposure and a loss of power. Learn to judge your own actions so that others won't have to. Doubt, anxiety, risk, these things all will be eliminated and superseded by real success as a permanent condition, irrespective of the ever-changing currents of fickle fashion and the shifting tides of circumstance. Clever strategies will never be a substitute for simple honesty. Success should not be bound to or defined by transient wealth and possessions in general, but internal and habitual thought processes aligned to a high system of values. Habits of thinking that lock in wisdom as action are the only path to a far more durable state, being true to self.
We hope that today's considerations will help you on your own personal journey of self-discovery.